Hello, this is Zbigniew Miziak from BPM Tips, and I'm very happy to speak today with Pedro Robledo. Pedro is Editor-in-Chief, Publisher, and BPM Marketing Advisor and Trusted Networker at bpmteca.com, who publishes unique books on business process management and the e-magazine World BPM Magazine. It provides services of translation of BPM documents from English to Spanish, and provides marketing services oriented to lead generation for BPM providers and trusted networking for all people interested in BPM. Pedro has more than 24 years of professional experience in the enterprise software market, with a complete background and skills in sales, marketing, business development, focus on company strategy, lead generation, and oriented to objectives with the commitment and consecution to results. He's one of the most influential Spanish thought leaders in BPM, as for 10 years he has been dedicated to promote industry awareness of business process management in Spain and Latin America, also as a professor. Since 2013, he's a judge at Workflow Management Coalition Awards for Excellence in BPM and Workflow. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you.
Pedro, could you introduce yourself for our listeners and tell how do you help people interested in BPM?
Yes, of course. Thank you for your introduction. As you mentioned, I graduated in computer science, but with an important background and skills in online and on-site training, IT, sales, marketing, and business development, focused on the company strategy, lead generation, and oriented to objectives with the commitment and consecution to results. With more than 15 years, I have been dedicated to promote industry awareness of business process management. Currently, I know that I am one of the most influential Spanish thought leaders on BPM, business transformation, and business improvement. I have in mind that people need help when they want to start a BPM initiative or when they don't want to how to improve their BPM maturity. So now I am focused on helping them as BPM interim manager in their BPM projects and as BPM teacher to provide BPM training in customer site or online. About bpmteca.com, as you mentioned, we publish books and magazines, and we provide different services to BPM vendors and BPM consultancy companies on translation of BPM documents from English to Spanish and marketing services oriented to lead generation. I am professor of some Spanish universities. In UNIR, this is the Universidad Nacional Internacional de La Rioja, I am director of BPM Master. It's a complete postgraduate studies on BPM, covering all BPM cycle, focus on business and IT BPM skills. With more than 1,700 hours of training in 1 year. And since 2013, I participate in JADGIN, the annual and prestigious Workflow Management Coalition Awards for Excellence in BPM and Workflow.
On your blog, you provide a great overview of what is happening in BPM. What are the most important trends that you see currently?
Okay, as you know, all companies have to adapt to meet the business challenge to be able to achieve their goals and develop their innovation capabilities if they want to survive to the global economic changes and customer expectations. To do this, they need to be able to make changes quickly. But in addition to that, traditional industries are being disrupted every day by new business models and technology, which is empowering the consumer like never before. And digital transformation is the most important trend for all companies if they want to be competitive and survive. The process is a key component to get the digital transformation. So BPM market has a great opportunity to grow. If we take a view to BPM market size, this is estimated to grow from 4,460 million of euros in 2015 to 12,012 million of euros in 2021. This year, in 2016, the BPM market size will reach to 5,277 million of euros. So that represents a compound annual growth rate of 14.2% to 17.9%. In terms of regions, North America is expected to be the biggest market, followed by Europe and APAC. Now, cloud computing is a great help for all companies when they want to start with a BPM project, as they don't have to invest in on-premise licenses, so the cost is cheaper. The average investment for BPM software in a project with 50 users is around 35,000 euros for on-premise licenses, or 3,850 euros by month using cloud. But I like to be clear, as the BPM software represents only the 25% of the investment of any BPM project. The other 75% is dedicated to hardware, consultancy services, human resources, so on. And another important consideration is that there are not enough BPM professionals for all BPM demand. My research says that more than 65% of BPM professionals are not possible to cover today. It is required people with skills in all BPM cycle, but with knowledge on process management social networks, streaming analytics, big data, mobile process management, even processing, robotic automation, and Internet of Things. There are some more significant trends that I see in the BPM's market. Companies are using BPM to power their digitalized processes, not only the traditional structured process, but also the unstructured processes, where you need to manage different cases when the process system is created. Now, this trend is called dynamic BPM or work object-centric BPM. The organization has a bigger need to reinvent themselves while also driving improvements in efficiency. And the disruption of social, mobile, analytic, cloud, and things, and digital transformation are currently a significant strategy challenge for all organizations.
How can BPM support the digital transformation?
Over the last few years, we've seen an explosion of disruptive technologies, such as mobile, cloud, social media, big data, and the Internet of Things. Becoming a digital enterprise is critical, it's not an option. And it is a journey, and there is no finish line, as the technology creates a constant change. Companies must transform themselves to provide a proactive customer service, smarter products, agile services, more speed. The evolution of digital technology presents opportunities and threats for all businesses. So digital becomes a top agenda item for most executives. Digital transformation is a business process transformation. So BPM, business process management, is the right instrument for that objective. Companies are finding several challenges to realizing their strategy goals. Transformation is a challenge. Business agility is a critical to delivering the digital transformation. And the internal complexity of the organization undermines success. With BPM, the companies get operational agility to business, achieve the adaptability that they seek, get higher levels of customer expectation, get rapid customer-centric innovation, achieve their desired business outcomes, get strategic cost and resources saving, and speed of response to adapt processes to support new digital demands.
What are the best practices you see in companies embracing the digital transformation, and what are the common errors to avoid?
In order to avoid pitfalls along the digital transformation journey, it's required a clear understanding of transformation drivers and their associated risks for your business, as well as of organizational and cultural resistance to change, the agility of existing infrastructure, and business and technology alignment. The top success factor to help enterprise achieve digital transformation, under my point of view, are review all core processes, as they are the key of digital transformation with joints, business, people, and things. Rethink the business according to strategic goals and digital vision. Clarify the business outcomes they need to achieve in the next 3 or 5 years. And determine the kind of processes they need to successfully drive these outcomes. Engage customers consistently across multiple digital channels, so they will need modernization, application rationalization, and simplification. Empower operation, business, and IT in the digital enterprise. Use of agile best practice and BPM discipline. Improve and automate processes using BPM technology. Take advantage of new emerging technology trends as Internet of Things, robotic process automation, cognitive processing services, etc. Make a pilot for BPN before to decide for one BPN suite. Define a team with enough resources and budget, with enough sponsors to lead the project. Define a director plan with milestones of quick wins to motivate people and to validate their journey. So don't forget to define new metrics for that. Evaluate your BPN maturity to identify any missing capabilities. Expand BPN teams with new digital business skills and manage the culture change impact of the organization. In summary, it is required a strategy, sponsors, resources, analysis, budget, training, communication, methodology, techniques, and technology.
What useful resources would you like to recommend to people interested in BPM?
So, of course, I have to recommend my own blog, pedrorobledobpn.blogspot.com.es, where I write about BPM, providing news, concepts, success stories, market analysis, trends, definitions, and so on. There is a great book. This is free book with more than 121,000 readers, which is called Why BPN. It's a free bilingual ebook, English and Spanish, to explain why a company should implement BPN in their organizations. Using the voices of the CEOs of 11 BPN vendors, it's free and it's possible to get free the PDF also. You can read in online, but also you can get free the PDF joining to the LinkedIn group World BPN Magazine. And of course, there are another useful resources as BPN Trends, BPNTips.com, Process Excellence Networks, BPN Leader, and the websites of the main BPN vendors.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Esmiev, thank you so much for this opportunity. And for the audience, be sure that BPN will be the key for the digital transformations. Thanks for your attention. I am available for your questions in LinkedIn and Twitter. Thank you. BPN Tips.